Welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most challenging and thought-provoking topics on the OCR specification, terrorism and weapons of mass destruction. This is a topic that sits right at the heart of the exam, and if you get it right, you can really rack up the marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain what terrorism and WMDs actually are from a religious studies perspective, apply just war theory with real precision, contrast Christian and Muslim viewpoints confidently, and walk into your exam knowing exactly what the examiner is looking for. Let's go. Section 1, Core Concepts. First, let's nail the definitions, because in a 3-mark question, a sharp, accurate definition is worth every second you spend memorizing it. Terrorism is the use of violence or the threat of violence against civilians or governments to achieve political, ideological, or religious aims. Notice that definition has 3 parts: the violence itself, the target being civilians or governments, and the aim behind it. Examiners love to see all 3 elements. Weapons of mass destruction, or WMDs, are weapons capable of causing death and destruction on a massive, indiscriminate scale. The key word there is indiscriminate. They cannot distinguish between soldiers and civilians, between the guilty and the innocent. That's what makes them so ethically explosive, no pun intended. WMDs include nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons, and radiological weapons. You don't need to memorize all 4 types, but knowing nuclear and chemical is essential. Now, here's a crucial distinction that trips up so many candidates. Holy war and just war are not the same thing. A holy war is a war fought for a religious purpose or aim. Think of the medieval Crusades, where Christians fought to reclaim Jerusalem. A just war, on the other hand, is not about the aim of the war. It's about the rules of conduct. It's a set of criteria that determine whether a war is morally justified and how it must be fought. Mixing these 2 up is one of the most common mistakes in the exam. So say it with me. Holy war equals religious aim. Just war equals rules of conduct. Let's talk about just war theory in depth, because this is the backbone of the entire topic. Just war theory was developed by St. Augustine in the 4th century and later refined by St. Thomas Aquinas in the 13th century. Aquinas outlined the conditions that must be met for a war to be considered just. These are divided into 2 categories. Jus ad bellum, the right to go to war, includes 6 criteria. There must be a just cause, such as self-defense. There must be right intention. The aim must be to achieve good, not revenge. It must be declared by a proper authority, such as a legitimate government. It must be a last resort. All peaceful alternatives must have been tried first. There must be a reasonable chance of success. You shouldn't fight a war you cannot win. And the response must be proportionate. The harm caused must not outweigh the good achieved. Jus in bello, the conduct in war, has 2 key criteria. Proportionality. The force used must be proportionate to the military objective. And discrimination. Combatants must distinguish between military targets and civilians. Non-combatants must never be deliberately targeted. Now here's where WMDs become so theologically problematic. Nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, biological weapons, by their very nature, they violate both proportionality and discrimination. A nuclear bomb cannot be aimed only at soldiers. Radiation does not stop at a border. A chemical agent drifts on the wind. This is why the vast majority of religious thinkers and organizations argue that WMDs can never be morally justified under just war theory. The Catholic Church's Catechism explicitly states that any act of war aimed indiscriminately at the destruction of entire cities is a crime against God and humanity. That's a powerful quote to use in your exam. Now let's look at Christian perspectives more broadly. Christians are not united on this issue, and that's actually really useful for your exam because examiners reward nuance. At one end of the spectrum, you have absolute pacifists. The Quakers, formerly known as the Religious Society of Friends, believe that all war and violence is wrong, full stop. They base this on the teachings of Jesus, particularly the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God, Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Pax Christi, the international Catholic peace movement, also campaigns for complete nuclear disarmament and opposes terrorism in all its forms. The Christian Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, known as CCND, is a specifically Christian organization that argues nuclear weapons are incompatible with Christian ethics. They argue that even possessing nuclear weapons is morally wrong because it involves the intention to use them, which would inevitably kill civilians. However, not all Christians take this absolute position. Some, particularly within mainstream Anglican and Catholic traditions, accept the concept of nuclear deterrence. The argument goes like this. Possessing nuclear weapons prevents their use because no rational state would launch a nuclear attack knowing it would face total destruction in return. This is called mutually assured destruction, or MAD. Some theologians argue that if deterrence genuinely prevents war, then possession, without the intention to actually use them, might be morally permissible. This is a critical distinction for your exam, the difference between possessing nuclear weapons and actually using them. Examiners specifically award marks for candidates who make this distinction clearly. On terrorism specifically, all mainstream Christian denominations condemn it without exception. The sanctity of life, the belief that human life is sacred because it is created by God, means that deliberately targeting civilians is always wrong. However, Christians also try to understand the root causes of terrorism: poverty, political oppression, injustice, and marginalization. Understanding causes is not the same as justifying the act. This is another nuance worth including in a high-level answer. Now let's look at Islamic perspectives. Islam, like Christianity, has a complex and nuanced position on violence, war, and terrorism. The word jihad is frequently misunderstood. It literally means struggle or effort. The greater jihad, al-jihad, al-akbar, refers to the internal, spiritual struggle against sin and temptation. The lesser jihad, al-jihad, al-akbar, refers to physical struggle or warfare, and it is governed by strict rules very similar to just war theory. In Islam, warfare is only permitted in self-defense or to protect the oppressed. The Quran states in Surah 2, verse 190, "Fight in the way of Allah those who fight you, but do not transgress. Indeed, Allah does not like transgressors." This verse is key. It permits defensive warfare, but explicitly forbids going beyond what is necessary. That's proportionality in Islamic terms. The Quran also contains one of the most powerful statements against killing innocents in any religious text. Surah 5, verse 32 states, "Whoever kills a soul unless for a soul or for corruption done in the land, it is as if he had slain mankind entirely." This verse is absolutely central to Islamic opposition to terrorism. Killing innocent civilians is not just wrong. It is as if you have killed all of humanity. Islamic scholars are unanimous in condemning terrorism. The targeting of civilians is haram, forbidden. The concept of the Ummah, the global community of Muslims, means that acts of terrorism carried out in the name of Islam are seen as a betrayal of the entire Muslim community. On WMDs, Islamic scholars apply the same principles of proportionality and discrimination. Since WMDs cannot discriminate between combatants and civilians, the vast majority of Islamic scholars argue they can never be justified. Some Muslim-majority states do possess nuclear weapons, Pakistan, for example, and the justification given is deterrence, similar to the Christian argument. Section 2, Exam Tips and Common Mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks. The most common mistake I see is conflating holy war with just war. If you write, "Christians believe in holy war" in your exam, you will lose marks. Holy war is a medieval concept. Just war is the relevant framework for this topic. The second most common mistake is making sweeping generalizations. Saying all Christians oppose nuclear weapons is factually wrong and will cost you marks. You must acknowledge the diversity of opinion, absolute pacifists versus those who accept deterrence. Third mistake, failing to link WMDs to environmental stewardship. This is a secondary ethical issue that high-level candidates include. Nuclear weapons cause long-term environmental devastation. Radioactive fallout, nuclear winter, contamination of land and water for generations. Christians and Muslims both have a duty of stewardship over God's creation. Destroying the environment through nuclear weapons is therefore a sin against God's creation, not just against human life. Fourth mistake, using vague scriptural references. Don't just write, "God says, do not kill." Cite the specific verse, the book, the context. "Blessed are the peacemakers," Matthew 5, verse 9, is worth far more than a vague paraphrase. For 6-mark explanation questions, use the Peel structure. Point, state your argument clearly. Evidence, cite a specific source of wisdom, a named organization, or a theological concept. Explain, develop your point, showing how the evidence supports it. Link, connect back to the question. One Peel paragraph per point, and aim for 2 or 3 paragraphs in a 6-mark answer. For 15-mark evaluation questions, you need a genuine conclusion that evaluates the validity of the statement, not just a summary. Ask yourself, to what extent is the statement true? What are the strongest arguments on each side? Which side is more convincing, and why? Your conclusion should be your own reasoned judgment, supported by evidence. Remember, allocate approximately 1 minute per mark. A 15-mark question should take about 15 minutes. Don't overwrite on 3-mark definitions. You're wasting time you need for the longer questions. Section 3, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these questions. Ready? Question 1. What are the two jus in bello criteria of just war theory? Pause and think. The answers are proportionality and discrimination. Question 2. What does CCND stand for and what do they campaign for? Pause. Christian Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. They campaign for complete nuclear disarmament. Question 3. What is the difference between holy war and just war? Pause. Holy war has a religious aim. Just war is about rules of conduct. Question 4. Which Quranic verse condemns the killing of innocents, and what does it say? Pause. Surah 5, verse 32. Whoever kills a soul, it is as if he had slain mankind entirely. Question 5. What is mutually assured destruction, and which Christian argument does it support? Pause. MAD is the principle that nuclear powers will not attack each other because both would be destroyed. It supports the argument for nuclear deterrence. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section before your exam. Section 4, Summary and Sign-Off. Let's bring it all together. Terrorism and WMDs are condemned by both Christianity and Islam on the grounds of sanctity of life, proportionality, and discrimination. WMDs specifically violate just war theory's jus in bello criteria because they are inherently indiscriminate. Christians are divided between absolute pacifism, represented by Quakers and Pax Christi, and conditional acceptance of deterrence. Muslims apply similar principles through the concept of jihad and Quranic commands against harming innocents. The key organizations to name drop are CCND and Pax Christi for Christianity. The key verses are Matthew 5, verse 9, Matthew 26, verse 52, Surah 532, and Surah 2-190. The key distinction is between possession for deterrence and actual use. And the key mistake to avoid is conflating holy war with just war. You've got this. Go into that exam room knowing your material, structure your answers carefully, and always, always reach a reasoned conclusion in your evaluation questions. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.